This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. What is up, party people? Welcome back to the End in Mind podcast. And this is our first episode of 2024. Welcome to the new year. As I'm recording this, it's actually December 20th. So we're working ahead here a bit and it is pre-Christmas, but I know how much beauty and excitement comes with the new year. So I'm really pumped to just continue this podcast in the new year, continue the message about balancing mental health as an entrepreneur, making sure that our personal growth is, you know, really balancing well with our business decisions, our personal lives. And this year we already have some amazing guests lined up for our podcast. If you yourself are a business owner and you are looking to get on podcasts and you've been loving this show, please send me a DM on Instagram. Let's connect. Let's make sure that you would be a good fit for the End in Mind. If you're a listener, you probably would be. And I would love to welcome you to be a guest on the End in Mind this year. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. And it actually lends nicely from that last little message about you all coming on to the show, because in order for us to springboard and launch our businesses forward this winter, we need to start to think about the messaging and marketing that we want to incorporate in 2024, but we should actually start with the intention of why we want to be on this platform. So over the past week, that this has really been a large theme for me, my clients, my colleagues, just really understanding why we want to even start a business, why marketing is important, and why specifically Instagram is a good place for you to show up for your business in particular. So the thing about Instagram is that a lot of millennial people, you know, I would say even younger, which I think is like Gen X or Z, I can never keep it straight. You guys know me, I have like minor dyslexia, so with all the different letters and stuff, like I just get confused. But any consumer that is purchasing nowadays, it is extremely highly likely that they are going to look up your business either on Google or guess what? On Instagram specifically. And the reason why is because they want to know that one, you're still in business, two, that you're present, that you're updating the platform, that you're currently marketing, you know, what your messaging is, what your mission is. Before you buy something or before you even work with something, let's say you're a service provider, and before you opt into working with someone, do you want to know who they are. You know, do you want to know their morals, their ethics? When you purchase, is it important for you to connect with that person on the other end of the screen? And I would say it really is. Like, especially for my clientele, they are not going to buy unless they feel like they know me. So Instagram is a great place to build that relationship. And guess what? Now I've been able to find a sequence that allows me to show up easily and authentically online. And that's now what we help our clients do. It's really what we've done from the start of Meraki Media Management, but the messaging has changed over time because the consumer changes over time. So when you think about your marketing in 2024, you probably already answered the question, right? You know you need to be on Instagram for one reason or another. Maybe it's because your professional people hang out there, referral partners potentially. Maybe your clients are there. Maybe you know that you need to put yourself out there more. Maybe you've been holding back in 2023, and now it's time for you to take the step, maybe get on this podcast, right? Maybe get on other podcasts. Market yourself online and put your business out there. That is what's going to actually drive your business forward. And when it comes to why you're doing this for freedom, right? You're doing this for creativity. You may even be doing this for connection. One of the things that I noticed when I first started my business out of my mom's basement, because I am a highly sensitive, I am a very strong empathic person. It's interesting. Like when you become an entrepreneur, you really know that you're an entrepreneur in your core, right? You always know that you have this gift within you because you can start to see things in a different fashion. So for example, my clients, I know that they're coming up to this threshold of going all in when they're starting to get kickback from work, or they're seeing themselves be able to find solutions to problems that maybe superiors of them aren't seeing, okay? So for example, when I was at my previous position, my 9-to-5, I remember leaving so frustrated because all of the problems that would happen internally in the office, I felt like were so minimal that they could be alleviated in seconds, and that the feedback that we were giving our superiors wasn't being taken seriously and also wasn't being implemented. So I could see the frustration rising in myself, and really it just came to the point where I started to ask myself, like, can I really do this anymore? Like, that's how unhappy I was. And I don't think that every entrepreneur needs to get to that level of frustration or unhappiness to take the leap. So if you are currently in a 9-to-5, or maybe you're working several jobs, right, to launch your business, because we've all done it. Most entrepreneurs, even though they may never tell you this, have all worked side jobs, all have multiple streams of income to keep their business going. So that's like one of these industry secrets that so many business coaches hold close to their hearts because they're worried that it will hurt their expertise, when in reality, most business owners can't make it without having multiple streams of income, you guys. It's just literally physically impossible. Honestly, mark my words, by 2030, I think the majority of the consumer will have multiple streams of income, because now things like TikTok, Instagram have really streamlined these other sources of income that you can make passively or even on the side as like a side job or side hustle. So I find that the consumer is no longer, AI is also assisting with this, but the consumer is no longer sitting in the funk, right? They're not sitting there victimizing themselves, feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I hate my job. I hate my life. Like, they're actually out there making active change or taking action. And that's what's so great about being a business owner, whether you are one currently or you're currently in this position of building out your streams of income, is you are already stepping into the future way of thinking now. Okay. So there are going to be pieces of the world, right? People that will be left behind in this quote unquote movement. But it's definitely happening. It's already here. A lot of people would even argue that it happened years ago. And what I think is going back to work and having all of these different constraints put back on us again we've all now experienced freedom, right? Freedom of time. So a lot of the entrepreneurial people that maybe have been silencing that voice in themselves can no longer silence the voice, and they're stepping up and they're just taking the leap of faith. So when you know whatever may be your driving force, you know, for me, it was also my family, right? You might have several. And that really comes down to your morals, right? All of this is attached. All of it has impact on who you are, whether it's your values, your morals, your ethics, whatever you want to call it. And you may even build out different lists underneath those definitions. But this is what's going to keep you going. This is what's going to make you really step into yourself. And every time you think about, you know, going back to work, I was about to say the ease of having a 9-to-5. I don't find that it was any ease for me at all. So for me, it was truthfully just so far out of my identity. It felt like I was like hurting myself when I would go to work. It was just so terrible. I absolutely hated every second of it. So if you are falling into that line, or maybe you're not quite to that threshold, right? But you know that something else is out there for you, something bigger, having more impact. That's the voice, that's your intuition calling you to actually take this step. So in 2024, instead of trying to figure out what pieces of marketing you should be sharing, start with sharing your story, okay? When I started this podcast, I didn't realize how much me just sharing my story would have an impact on my community. I actually really didn't even know that people would care to hear my story. There's a lot of these like pieces of content out there that will say, you know, no one cares about you, right? No one really actually cares how you got to XYZ. Well, those people aren't your people, okay? The people that don't care, we don't care about them either, right? Maybe we send them light and love and we wish them the best, but they're not our clients. We're not going to be working with them. So why would we even waste time thinking about those people, especially when it comes to your business practices? What we now need to step into is owning our story, sharing it, not being afraid to share some of the uphill battles that we all face. And it might be in more of a reflective time, right? So you might not be sharing it live time, but maybe you're sharing it in 3 to 6 months from now. Or maybe you're reflecting back on 2023 where you were isolated in taking action. That's okay. Why don't we talk about it? These are the moments and the stories that are going to build trust with your clientele, because people don't want to work with someone nowadays that wants to act like they've never made a mistake, right? How are you going to learn from somebody that's never made a mistake? That person then has never taken any risks, right? So how would they know the best business practices if they've never tried anything outside of their comfort zone and if they've never failed, right? So these are all different mindset shifts that you can start to take when it comes to your content. Storytelling about who you are will have a much greater impact than going online or typing into ChatGPT what pieces of content you should be writing about in your business. Yes, as I mentioned, AI has assisted with some of this shift in making all of our lives a lot easier, and it will continue to go in that direction, but it's important that you as the business owner always add your personal impact, because without you, the business wouldn't be possible, the client relationship wouldn't be possible, and it would be extremely difficult to grow a profitable online business. Because without you, people won't feel connection, they won't feel seen, heard, appreciated, and really that's all they want to feel. When you think about basic human needs and what a lot of us desire at the core, it's really like safety, right? It's being heard, being seen, being acknowledged, maybe even being valued. So where in these basic needs are you going to help your clients, and how can you start to articulate that through your own story? Because whatever you craved is probably what your clients are craving. So for me, a lot of my clients are craving that empowerment, that confidence, while also healing childhood wounds, whether they've already started it or they're in the thick of their journey, or maybe they feel like they've been doing this for years and years and years. But as we all know, the work really never ends. So it's all about creating that safety and knowing that they can have a business and still be healing. That's where a lot of my clients fall. Of course, there's a range, but at the core of it, that's how we really feel. That's what we truthfully desire. So when you think about your 2024 progressiveness of your marketing, what did you desire that maybe you haven't even given yourself yet, right? It can all be in the process, but what did you desire when you started this business, and how can you start to share that story online? That's really what's going to make the biggest impact. And yeah, just remembering that if Instagram isn't your platform of choice, you know, recently we just talked about Pinterest this week. Today, the episode actually just launched. There's other platforms out there that you might feel more aligned with. Go and use them, okay? If that's where you feel aligned, your clients probably feel aligned there as well. I prefer Instagram because I enjoy using the platform. I find it's fun and I limit my time on it. So I'm only really spending 20 to 30 minutes a day on the platform anyhow. So it doesn't feel like it's sucking my soul, right? It's not sucking all of my time. I really try to manage how much time I'm consuming social media because I work in social media. So I have to be very mindful, but I also think that every consumer should be very mindful about how much social media they're using, how much AI they're using, right? There's a level to all of this. For example, if you use AI to help you write some of your story, right? Maybe you're not going to AI now for content ideas, because let's be honest, every business owner, every person thinking about starting a business is using AI for content ideas, right? It's going to be redundant. It's not going to make you stand out. So maybe you start to use AI to help you clean up some of your writing, right? After you brain dump a caption or a story, you enter it into AI and you ask it to clean it up, right? Maybe edit it for you. That's going to be a much better way to utilize the tool while still having your personality a part of your marketing. So there are ways to incorporate these tools into your business, but first it has to start with your connection to yourself. Because what I always say is, how can we expect others to trust us if we don't trust ourselves? And this isn't going to be an overnight journey. You guys hear me say this all the time. For me, it still is evolving, but the more trust that I have, the more grounded I feel, the more connected I feel to myself. I'm not scared all the time. I'm not worried about money. I'm not freaking out about my team. I'm not having these intrusive thoughts about what's going to happen to my business in 5 years, right? A lot of bandwidth comes with being a business owner. You have to hold a lot of capacity and you have to hold it for a long time for a lot of people, especially as your company grows. So the more you connect now, the more you pour into yourself now, you will be able to design an aligned business that will be sustainable for you over time. And that's what I feel like I've proven to myself this year that I will continue to share with all of you throughout 2024. So I hope you enjoyed today's little marketing pep talk. And please take me up on the opportunity to possibly come on this podcast again. If you are a business owner, even if you're not a business owner, but you're an avid listener of this show, please message me. Like, let's get you on this podcast. Let's talk. Let's hear your story. Let's unpack it together. And then, of course, you can use it to market yourself, market your business. That's what we're all about here at Meraki. We want to see business owners succeed and really, you know, continue to be the backbone of America. So thank you so much. And I will see you all soon. thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.